When most people hear the word Spamalot, they think immediately of the Monty Python film. But did you also know that it is a Monty Python stage musical? And joining me this evening for the upcoming production at Showbiz Players of Monty Python Spamalot are the director and producer, Bunny Arzman. Welcome, Bunny.
Thank you.
And the Lady of the Lake, Stacey Bausch. Welcome, Stacey.
Thank you, Tim.
Bunny, tell us a little bit about Showbiz Players and why Spamalot?
Well, I got to see Spamalot in Chicago at the preview performances before they went to New York for Broadway. And there was a section in the show, and I was familiar with Monty Python, but not so much the Holy Grail. There was a point in the show where the stage was completely empty and people were cracking up. And I thought, wow, this is a great show. They don't even have to do anything. And people are laughing hysterically. And all you heard were coconuts. Of course, at the time, I had no idea what was coming, but the audience knew what was coming. And I just thought it was wonderful and it would be a perfect fit for showbiz.
And of course, it has been on Broadway for years. There's a national tour, very, very popular because there is a fan base for Monty Python films and especially for Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Have you found that the public response to your announcement of doing the show has been very strong? Have you had really good ticket sales?
Yes, we had a lot of ticket sales, especially in the beginning. We could tell that the Monty Python fan base was going to come out early for the show. They bought tickets really early. And we've gotten a lot of comments on our Facebook page, different pieces of dialogue from the show. So they all know it by heart already. And that makes us feel like it's going to be very successful.
And in addition to audiences, you probably had quite a number of Monty Python fanatics show up for the auditions.
We did. In fact, during the read-through, even, the actors, they didn't even need their script. They knew the words by heart. So it was pretty amazing to sit there and have them just know it. They just knew what was coming. So it was really great.
Stacey, are you one of the fanatics of Monty Python and the Holy Grail that came to the auditions?
I don't know if I'm a fanatic, but I am actually a fanatic about Spamalot. In and of itself, I had an opportunity to see it in its original cast on Broadway. I was blown away, and I fell in love with the Lady of the Lake that moment. I turned to my husband and I said, if ever this show comes to Cincinnati, I must get this role. And I've studied the music ever since 2005, so I knew every word to every song. And I think that helped in my audition.
One of the things that is so great about this show is it's not an exact copy of the movie, which was very male-heavy in its casting. So Lady of the Lake was brought in and given a very strong part of this. This is not part of the movie.
Correct. And Sarah Ramirez originated the role and won a Tony for her depiction of the Lady of the Lake. So I'm hoping I can bring some of Sarah Ramirez to Cincinnati in my performance.
A lot of the other female roles are played by men, which in this case makes it all the funnier. So it's amazing how they threw just the Laker girls in there just to give it a little balance so it's not all men.
As we mentioned, it's not an exact copy of the movie. There are some parts of the movie that just can't be replicated in a musical, such as the Camelot number.
And there are some bits and pieces from other Monty Python movies that are a part of this musical. In fact, probably the signature song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, actually came from Life of Brian. So there's little bits and pieces of several different Monty Python things that they do in this musical.
In fact, it opens up quite differently. It doesn't open as Spamalot. It opens as a Norwegian or Danish.
Right. The historian says that, yes, this is England, 932 AD, and the curtain opens and there's a big dance number about Finland. And he goes, no, I meant England, not Finland. Yeah, it's all kinds of craziness all the way through.
It was actually put together by one of the former Monty Python members, and that would be Eric Idle.
Yes.
And he, I think, probably took a little bit of time to put some things in that perhaps never made it into any other Monty Python, or after the group finished, perhaps maybe some ideas that came to him. What are some of the moments that the cast tend to relish?
Probably the French taunter and the cow throwing is probably things that we're having a difficult time getting through without laughing. And the more we laugh, the more extravagant the guy playing the French taunter is becoming. So it becomes funnier and funnier with every rehearsal.
In addition to spoofing English history as the movie did, it also is taking a moment or two to poke fun at the Broadway musical. One of the best moments of it is, of course, when the Lady of the Lake comes in the second act. She hasn't been in for quite some time, and she sings a song.
Whatever Happened to My Part, the Diva Lament. Yes, that's a very, very fun number. She's complaining because King Arthur and the knights are getting all of the attention, and she hasn't been on stage for quite some time, and she lets everyone know about it.
And her commentary also addresses some of the things that in musical theater we find typical in songs like that, like key changes and and builds and all like that. Is that a fun song? I mean, and the role is fairly serious in the beginning, but then you have this comic moment.
The Lady of the Lake is very much a diva throughout the whole show. This becomes very obvious from her first appearance on stage. So I get to bring in my inner diva in playing her.
Now, as you mentioned, Eric Idle is mainly responsible for putting this musical together, and he just doesn't seem to be able to pull away from it. He actually provides a little extra support in the form of some voiceovers.
Yes, they provide us with a wonderful voiceover for Eric Idle playing the part of God. So that was very special to us because he plays it just perfectly. And he also provides the pre-show announcement and tells everyone they can have their phones on, they can take pictures and anything they want to do until he realizes, maybe not. So it just starts off the show in a good place, lets people kind of know what they're in for.
Now, this is a fairly sizable cast, and everybody has to be dressed. What are you doing about your costumes?
Costumes are amazing for this show. We're actually getting our costumes from a house in Chicago. We're getting 130 costumes, I believe, so it's pretty massive. And each number, the cast members have to match or look similar, so it's not something we could do locally. We had to get someone who actually had the whole show the way we envisioned it. So that's something that's very new for us, quite an undertaking, actually.
And it's a very popular show because originally you were actually going to get the costumes from London.
Yes, we had it all lined up. We were going to get the costumes from London, but they were rented out to another theater company that could buy the whole show. We weren't in the position to do that, but, you know, as it turned out, we're very happy with what we're getting.
Now, for someone who's not familiar with showbiz players, you do musicals for the most part.
For the most part, yes.
And you tend to do musicals. How would you describe the musicals that you choose?
We try to do shows that people aren't doing all the time, or maybe that are regional premieres or city premieres. We try to do things that people haven't done a lot of. So, you know, we're probably not going to do Fiddler on the Roof, Music Man or something. So we kind of get maybe even a little edgier stuff. But we've been around for 27 years now. We're really happy at the Carnegie. We moved 5 times in the last 10 years. So this is our 3rd year at the Carnegie, and we're just happy to be there.
Well, that's Showbiz Players production of Monty Python Spamalot, running at the Carnegie May 30th through June the 8th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, director and producer, Bunny Arsman. Thank you, Bunny.
Thank you.
And the Lady of the Lake with her inner diva, Stacey Bausch. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you so much, Jim.
For more information on Showbiz Players production of Monty Python Spamalot at the Carnegie running May 30th through June 8th, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is